This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
CK Mobile listing 85. TD2VVX Mobile. I didn't catch your call sign. This is Ed.
2VVX, I think it was. 10-2CK. Hi, Ed. Name is Dave. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Finally stopped raining. Those pouring buckets. I'm over in Hollywood Falls. I'm actually going into town to get my hair cut. And finally, after a bunch of little efforts on different parts, I my radios in my truck off of the truck power. And I have my truck set up for camping with a 200-watt solar panel feeding a 100-amp-hour LiPo battery, and now all my radios and everything are running off of that. So it's kind of fun to do that all set up and running. So, but it runs great. Happy to report.
Okay, very good. So, I'm just finally returning back home. Started out early this morning chasing the big boy train. That was a lot of fun. So, long day. Lots of creeping along in traffic.
All I can imagine. You got to see that, what do they call it? I mean, I guess it's the big boy. We have a train set at home, O-Gauge, and my son wanted to buy one of those, and everyone we looked at, I'm like, I'm sorry, buddy, they're just too expensive for the O-Gauge. I can't afford it.
Yeah, we got lucky. We saw it in four spots, five spots. We kind of knew the route that it was taking. We figured out a series of maps and vantage points, routes that where the roads went close to the train tracks. So we ended up hooking up with a father and daughter who had the app on the phone. They could track it in real time, so they could tell us when it was coming.
Pretty cool. Were there a lot of people at those locations all, you know, wanting to see it?
Oh, yeah. There were spots where there were people parked on both sides of the road for probably 3 miles, 4 miles when it was next to a straight stretch of track. So, yeah, there were long lines pretty much everywhere.
My son would have liked that. He loves train spotting as well as plane spotting recently. And my truck is set up with I got a Dodge Ram. So I have a shell on the back, and on top of that is an awning, a clamshell tent, and an 8-gallon water tank for heating up water and, you know, whatever. But on top of the clamshell tent, it has its own set of roof racks. So I put them at the end with a little, like, piece of wood that you could sit or stand on. And you get pretty high, because it's like 6 feet up at least, or maybe seven, and then you're standing on top of that. So you get a good view, especially when you're taking pictures. Matter of fact, we were taking pictures of planes the other day at the Rochester Airport. He got, with his zoom on his camera, he was able to take pictures of a plane, and when he zoomed in, he could see the pilot's face.
Sure. That's pretty amazing. So that was actually one of the last spots, or the next to the last spot that we're at. There was a couple of planes kind of circling around, following the train. So very impressive. So a friend of mine that talked me into doing this, he came up from Florida. He's a big train fan, so the two of us put our heads together and mapped out the route. Long day, very hot.
I hear you. We were about to hop in the pool when it started pouring buckets and had a bunch of thunder, so that got canned, but it happened. Now, why in the world is my radio on medium, not maybe high power?
Wait,
we say I'm battery voltage is low when I have a solid 13 volts coming into it and a 100-amp-hour battery fully charged. I don't get that.
Sounds like a mystery. All right, if you don't mind, I'm going to jump out and I'm not too far from the house, so I'm just going to kind of put it in cruise control and get to the house and get the vehicle unloaded. So great talking to you. And yeah, you don't have to worry about thunder when you're in the pool. Don't have to worry about thunder at all. And talk to you later. I didn't catch didn't remember the call, but I'll talk to you later. Have a wonderful evening. M2CK Mobile, clear on yours.
Sounds good. I'm actually pulling into the place I get my haircut, so same boat. 82VVX going to be clear and off.
WB2KAO, listing on 85.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.
WB2KAO, listing on 85.
This is the
NY1US
WB2KAO,
N2MAK Mobile.
Sure, Mike. 2MAK, WB2KAO.
Alexa, turn down the volume. There we go.
How you doing there, Mike? Good evening.
Good evening, Tita. How was your day?
Get your head home.
I think the second game of that Red Wings and Worcester doubleheader, I think, has been rained out.
Yeah, I would not be surprised. It looks like we got a lot of rain. Where my office is, I don't have any windows looking out. But as I was leaving earlier, it looked like it was a downpour. But by the time I got the door to get out, it stopped. I got lucky. I caught a break, so I had to get a drop of rain on the walk of the car. And where I park, you know, it could be like a 10-minute walk. So I got lucky. But I just finished dropping Jake off at basketball and taking a couple things up at the door and just on my way home. Looking forward to a long weekend. I took Mauro off to do some things. And so I figured get some things done and get things passed and prep for the VA Chef contest on Saturday. I'm going to go out to Bear Hill, which is off of Canandaigua Lake, and do a Parks on the Air and Summits on the Air activation from up on Bear Hill for the VA Chef contest. Done it up there a few times and looking forward to it because it looks like it'll be nice weather on Saturday. What do you got going on this weekend?
Yeah, 2MAK, WE2KAO, and 2DZD is connected on Echo Link. We'll bring him in here in a minute here. Not too much. We've got the 12-year-old grandson here for an extended period of time, beginning this evening. My younger daughter and her boyfriend are going on a cruise, so we are... Grandma and Pa are on duty, but he's in school tomorrow, so I'll take my bride out to lunch and call it dinner, and we've been doing that on Fridays and enjoying that. Well, I hope 6 meters is as lively for the contest as it has been. I hear some nice openings into the Southwest. I hear that people are working some Europeans. I guess that's why they call it the Magic Band, Mike.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I've heard lots of good things on the 6th, and I'm hoping to get an opening and stuff. I'll be, you know, kind of limited, like my time out. I'll be out probably like 2 to 6-ish for a few hours Saturday afternoon, but it should be fun. And I've caught some openings before during the contest, and, you know, you don't know unless you try. And sometimes, you know, like those surprises make it all worthwhile and stuff. But we're going to just add outside of the contest, Michael WQNCD coming over on Sunday, and we're going to be doing some ham radio projects. We got a couple radios we got to update for him and probably be working on antennas and a few other things. So it should be a fun radio-packed weekend between, you know, a few hours in the contest on Saturday and then doing the project on Sunday.
Yeah, that sounds real good. Say hi to Michael. I haven't heard him in a long time. I trust he's doing well. He and Karen and Logan are doing okay. Let's bring N2 DZD in here. Good evening. I'm Tim, the call sign of the repeater, and talking with Mike N2MAK. N2 DZD. Go ahead.
All right, thank you. N2DZD, the name is Norm, November Oscar Romeo Mike. This is going to be a quick one because I'm on Echo Link. I was listening to you guys, and I'm just getting ready to hop in my car. So I don't want to get caught talking on a cell phone. Back to you.
Okay, Norm. Well, it's nice to meet you. I heard you connect and then disconnect right away. Didn't even give a chance to pick up a mic or anything. I'm definitely glad that you stayed connected so that we could get acquainted. Where are you located, Norm?
At the moment, I'm at DeVoe Woods State Park, which is the north end of Niagara Falls. I live in Youngstown, which is further north, where the Niagara River empties into Lake Ontario, and I'm just running down to the bus station to pick up my son-in-law on his way home from work.
Yeah, very good, Norm. Very, very good. Well, you sound excellent. Very, very good audio, and glad that you stayed connected so that we could make your acquaintance. I hope you'll come back and join us again. Mike, come on in and say good evening to Norm.
I hit a norm, Mike S2MAK here, just pulled into my neighborhood, so I will be quick, but glad to meet you over the air, and thanks for making the trip all the way in from Western New York. This is a great repeater, Tim and everyone else that hangs out here, a great bunch of guys and gals, and hopefully catch you on the air again sometime soon. But Norm and Tim, I will say 7-3, I am about to pull into the driveway. Hopefully y'all stay dry and enjoy the weekend, and I'm sure I'll catch you both on the air again sometime soon. 7-3 from N2MAK.
Okay, real good, Mike. Good to hear you. All the best to Megan, Jake, and Ben, and take care. WB2KAO. Have a good evening, and enjoy your well-deserved long weekend.
Soon, Tim. 7-3, N2MAK, and I'll be clear.
KC2KOO.
KC2KOO, WB2KAO. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, Timmy. We're doing well, my friend. We're doing well. Is Norm still connected by chance, or did he disconnect?
He disconnected. He said that he had to go to the bus station and pick up his son-in-law from coming home from work or something. I've never had a chance to chat with him because he connects and then he disconnects right away. We get that a lot. We get that a lot with more with the Echo Link than with the All Star. No, I don't think they're going to play. But I think the second game of the doubleheader downtown, I think has been washed out, Dave.
Oh, that's too bad, Timmy. Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, it looked like you guys were getting quite a bit. We started raining here for about 20 minutes and then stopped. So we got lucky, and now the sun's peeking back through again, but it's all around us. No, I was just going to, I thought that Norm was up in Youngstown and that, and 625 and 675 both cover up there pretty well. So I was just going to say, if he had a mobile, he could hop on the RF side and get back through as well. I know Echo Link is one of those things, with the whole using the phone, and the problem with the amateur app is, trying to do it hands free, it is a pain. It's not easy to do.
No, it's not. Cheryl has the Echo Link app on her iPhone, and she's logged on to here. When she's been in Seattle, she logged on. When she was in Hawaii, I think she gave me a call on here. It's got great audio. For the longest time, the iPhone, the Echo Link app on the iPhone, the audio, the transmit audio level was a fixed level, and it was too low. But I think they've fixed that now, and it actually sounds quite good.
Yeah, absolutely. They have made some improvements on the audio. The other thing, too, is for the All-Star bridging. They actually added compatibility for some newer audio codecs that offer higher fidelity in that. So it's definitely made a difference over the years. It used to be kind of raw, but it has gotten better, that's for sure.
Well, I think those apps, the repeater phone for the iPhone and TV Switch for the Android phones, those apps actually seem to work pretty well, don't they?
Yeah, they really do, Timmy. They use the same audio codec, some of the ULAW, some of the higher bitrate codecs, same as directly connecting those together. So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty good. It's very good. Back, so. It's a little flaky mobile. Like, you can tell with Artie sometimes when he's driving around, because it's all real-time audio, you can tell when he gets into a spot where the cell get a little on the weak side. But for the most part, they're very, very good, pretty stable.
Oh, yeah, Artie's had real good luck with that. Well, I powered everything off offline. I did bring the XPR up, the 3300 up is what I'm using because I wanted to chat with my pal John out in SoCal around 4 o'clock there briefly. He's taking tomorrow off, and his wife will be coming back from Mexico. She's been down there doing some improvements on her mother's house down there and everything, and she'll be coming home Saturday. His son is going to pick up at LAX, so John doesn't have to. So he's real happy about that.
Oh, good for him. Yeah, I don't know if I can with all that traffic out there, Timmy. A lot of people out of traffic.
Yeah, well, it'll be a win-win. His son was who came to see Dad last weekend. They went to the movies. His son Jonathan goes to Caltech. He's doing real well there. Daughter's married and lives in she and Daniel live in Phoenix, I guess it is. Yeah, Phoenix, Arizona. So I won't keep you. I think you said you're working this evening, aren't you?
Ah, very good. Very good, Timmy. Well, that's good for, me. He doesn't have to deal with any of that. And, very good. I was, but, we ended up calling it early. So we're home now. But, very good. I'm going to get back at it here just for you guys there for a minute. But, you have a good evening, sir. 7-3, and that's too bad about the game. Wasn't that a makeup game to begin with?
The second game was, it was rained out up in Worcester, and, Red Wings were going to be the visiting team, but I don't know. Nobody answers at the box office. I was trying to find out what was going on. Nobody answers at the box office. That's not a good sign when the second game and nobody is at the box office. That's telling me that it's rained out. Don't you think?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, when the box office isn't answering the phone, that's serious business. Light may be on, but nobody's home at that point, so. Probably, yeah. I don't know how long the rain was supposed to last out there. I'm just going to look at the radar real quick and see. Well, I mean, to be honest with you, Timmy, radar's clean. Most of it's moved out to Rochester, the DPU guys, it's heading out towards Syracuse. I mean, there's nothing behind it, though, but, yeah, they probably just, they probably called it too. Everything's soaked in that, so. But, oh, well. Well, I will catch you later, buddy. 7-3, you have a good night, and we'll do that later. WB2KAO, KC2KAO.
It's always a pleasure, my friend. Admiration Day tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll chat at some point. Have a good evening. Very, very good evening to Sarah and Libby and Logan. Take care, my friend. WB2KAO. Have a good night. Rest easy.
You too, brother. We'll catch you tomorrow. 7-3-KC2KAO.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1US All-Star Node.